Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk on Monday, the 4th of May. Starting off with Conroy Gold, which had a little bit of a spike last week towards 14 pence, just filled the gap to down to 10 pence this morning. And the view here is, at least while we're above the 50-day line, we look at 9 pence, looking for a top of 2020 price channel up to 22 pence over the next month or so. A lot of situations today, sorry about that, but obviously it's a nice problem to have if you're bullish of the market. Next stock, which I think I covered recently, is Galileo Resources, but it's broken through the 50 and 200-day moving averages, the latter at 0.47, and while we're above that, looking for a top of broadening triangle target as high as 0.85 pence over the next few weeks. On to Hemogenics, which has given its fans a rather rough ride over the recent past. Well, wasn't rough on the upside, but coming down towards 8p has been a bit problematic. Did say last time that we were likely to be in a 7 to 10 pence range and needed to break out of that range. Overshot slightly on the upside, but then came back intraday on Friday. So 7 to 11 still holding there, and let's see whether there's any opportunity to buy the stock on a technical basis towards the notional floor of that range, hoping for a new leg to the upside. On to a stock which I'd almost forgotten about, but I look back and see that on the 9th of April, it was highlighted here at 0.083 pence. Not really blowing trumpets on that one, because obviously lots of farmers have gone through the roof over that period. But just wanted to see really where we are in the range. Looks at the moment, though, while we're above that 0.35 peak on the way down earlier this month, there could still be further upside. Obviously, there was the risk of with these big moves to the upside, placings all over the place, but at least on a technical basis above 0.35, the target here could be back towards the 1 pence area, which is the top of that November rising trend channel. Back onto a more sort of normal situation here, Metal NRG. Here it's worthy of note, given that we've broken the middle of this W-shaped reversal that we've got on the daily chart around 0.55 pence. End of day close above that, and we're looking hopefully to retest the best levels of February and November. Stop loss on the idea back below the 50-day moving average at 0.5 pence currently on the daily chart, as I said. Stock which has been interesting as far as missing out so far on the overall biotech bonanza has been Merio Biopharma. Here we've got sideways action trying to break through the 50-day moving average to 22 pence. We've already broken that triangle formation around the 20 pence area, so notionally we've been in a buy mode since then. We did have that spike towards 35. Hopefully the situation still is that while we're above 20 pence, we retest the 35 pence area once more. Best case scenario is the top of a broadening triangle from the end of October up to 70 pence over the next month or two. On to another obscure, relatively obscure situation, Kazera Global. This is of note to date on breaking the 200-day moving average at 0.51 pence. A lot of resistance on the chart here at 0.5. That's been cleared now, and as long as we have an end-of-day close above the 200-day line and 0.5, looking for a top of broadening triangle target from August up to 1.1 pence, which would be quite a boost for those who've been waiting quite a long time for the shares to rehabilitate themselves. Good news from Open Orphan today, £3.5 million in the kitty, a US deal, I believe, and rising trend channel here on the daily chart from July with the RTO then. Little gap to the upside today as well. That suggests that at least while we're above 9 pence now, we should head relatively quickly over the next few weeks towards 14 pence in the top of that channel. At this stage, only really back below 8 pence, which was the initial resistance for the shares, really slowing the build to the upside over the near term. Very frustrating situation here at Tiziana. Over recent weeks, spikes being sold into. Currently waiting, really, I suppose, for 60 on the bid for the shares. We've filled the gap down to 40 pence and consolidated well. We're also now trading above the 200-day line at 45 pence. At this stage, really, while we're above 40, looking for an eventual breakout, but I suppose if you're cautious, you'd wait for either 60 or 70 pence on an end-of-day close basis, depending on risk appetite, before targeting the top of this channel here towards 200 pence, which currently obviously seems a long way away. Price for the most volatile stock over the last 24, 48 hours has got to go to Vallourec, not helped by the placing at 6 pence. Interestingly enough, and something which is normally a buy signal, is the way that shares remained above the placing price so far, and only went down to around 6.8, something like that. Current situation is that we're looking for a push through. I suppose the main resistance here is around 14 pence, but at least that's the initial target while we hold above 8 pence. And eventually, I suppose, fans of the shares and other placings on the way, out of the way, would be looking for 20 pence plus over the next few weeks, possibly even days, the way things are going at the moment. Finishing off with a stock which has taken a long time to bloom and may still not have finally bloomed, but Westminster Group has its fans in terms of the airport security space that it's in. End of day close, at least, or end of week close, perhaps above the 200-day line would be the trigger for a move towards 20 pence. If you're cautious, maybe wait for a clearance of 12 pence, which has been the block since the beginning of March for the shares. And at this stage now, only back below the 50-day line, 7.65, really upsetting the recovery argument. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.